Went back into the pub and suddenly I heard this bang, very loud bang, and I was not sure what had happened. At first I thought the speakers had possibly blown, but then I looked around and this cloud of dust suddenly took over the whole pub, and I was looking around to try and figure out what had happened, if gas explosion, but there was no sign of fire whatsoever. But I had noticed just before the cloud of dust took over the whole pub that the ceiling had fallen onto the bar, or the central bit of the pub. And that's when I realised things were serious, and I thought there might be a second explosion or fire might ignite, so I decided to run outside and try and take people with me while doing it, because people had a few drinks, people were just confused, people were not sure what had happened. So people started exiting the building, which was done quite efficiently, I have to say, and staff also, supervisor, people going out and all that. And the moment I walked out the door, I'd already dialed 112, and I was calling the emergency services because I knew I had to do it, because I was among the first people to leave the pub, as I was towards the back, next to the main exit. And soon after I spoke to the emergency services, I crossed the street going towards the river, and there was a bystander there, and I asked him if he had seen anything, and he said he had seen a helicopter. I wouldn't say falling down, he explained it as gliding down. He's an ex-military man, so he understands that when a helicopter's engine gives up, it is able to auto-rotate. So he said this helicopter sort of glided down and hit the roof of the pub. I ran towards the pub, and people were all gathered in front of the pub. So this worried me, because I thought the helicopter might blow up at any moment. So I started telling people, like, get away in front of the pub, that's dangerous. By then, the first ambulance had arrived, and I went to speak to the paramedics as well, and they warned them that a helicopter had crash-landed on the roof of the pub. And then by then, I saw the fire engines arriving. I did not see people hurt inside the pub. However, after I left, I could see people come out of the pub covered in blood and covered in dust.